Tonight we're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 5. And before we launch into these verses, I was thinking about some of the different ways that Paul refers to the church and some of the different metaphors or illustrations that he uses to talk about the church. Because one of the main themes of 1 Timothy is the church of Christ and how Christ can be honored in the way that the church is structured, in the way that the word is taught, in its leadership, in the way that the members relate to each other. And I was thinking about the way that Paul refers to the church, and in 1 Corinthians, he refers to the church as a building. He talks about it as the temple of God, a place where God meets with his people. He uses the imagery of a building or a temple. Another place, the church is referred to as a vineyard or as God's field, where God is doing his work, accomplishing his good purposes in the church. One of Paul's favorite metaphors for the church is a body, like a human body, in which there are various parts of the body. And he uses that illustration a lot when he talks about the different functions that we have within the body of Christ and how we all fit together and are useful for the good of the whole body, but also for the benefit of each other. Tonight, we're going to look at another one of Paul's favorite analogies for the church, and we've already seen it in 1 Timothy, and that is the analogy of a family. And the church is referred to often in Scripture. Paul loves this analogy. The church is a family. It's the family of God. And tonight, we're going to look at a couple of verses in particular, verses 1 and 2 of 1 Timothy, in which Paul is giving some instructions to Timothy on how to relate to different people within the church body, within the family of God. And I want to look at these two verses with you. We probably won't go beyond these two verses, just because if we go beyond verse 2, then we get into a larger section that I think we need to try to hold together. And so this may end up being a little bit short tonight as we look at just a couple of verses about Paul's instructions to Timothy on how to relate to different people in the church. And so in verse number 1, Paul has some instructions for Timothy here, and he says, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." And so, isn't that interesting how in each of those relationships within the church, he uses a family relationship to describe it and to relate it to. And so going back to verse 1, his first instruction to Timothy is that he, as a young minister, when he fulfills his role as a pastor, as a teacher, as a leader in the assembly, that he be very respectful of the different types of people who are in his congregation. And one of the ways that he can lead even older men is to treat them with respect and to exhort them, he says, as if he were speaking to a father, and to not rebuke them in a harsh manner. And so he instructs him to exhort the older men of the church as fathers. And one of the things I want to communicate tonight is that even though Paul is giving some pastoral leadership instructions to Timothy, I think there are some broader applications for our relationships in the church that we can all learn from what Paul is saying here. And so try to think about how not only how a pastor might apply this, but how you might apply this in the church as you relate to other people in the body of Christ. And so he says, first of all, treat older men with respect, treat them as if they were your father, and don't rebuke them in a harsh way. I think one of the reasons why Paul is giving this instruction to Timothy is because he is a young man. And so he's already said in this letter, 1 Timothy, to not let others despise him for his youthfulness. So don't let others despise you for your youth, he said. And so we need to hold this in tension. On the one hand, Timothy has been entrusted with leadership. He's been entrusted with authority, with the care of the church. And yet, on the other hand, he also needs to fulfill that responsibility in a way that is sensitive to the different types of people that are in his congregation. And so what he says is, Timothy, You're a young man. There might be some people who are tempted to not listen to you or who may not respect you because you're a young man. Don't let that happen. You need to lead and be an example of the flock, exhort. But also, as you do that, be very careful that you're not rebuking older men in a harsh way. This word here that is translated rebuke in verse number 1 is interesting because it's only used one time in the entire Bible. So it's a very strong word from what we're able to gather from it. From some of its usage outside of the Bible in other Greek literature, it's a very, very strong word. If we were to look at kind of the root parts of the word, you could come away with the idea of to hit or to strike at. And so it's a really strong word, has a very strong connotation to it. And so Paul is telling Timothy, not that older men never need correction. That's not what he's saying here. Because we all sin, right? Whether you're an older man or a younger man, older woman, younger woman, it doesn't matter who we are. We all have faults. We all sin at different times. And a part of the genius of the family of God, the body of Christ, is that we are to encourage and exhort and hold one another accountable. And so Paul is not telling Timothy, never correct an old man, an older man. That's not what he's saying. But what he's saying is, as you do that, as you try to teach and exhort and correct when needed, do it in the right way. Do it in a proper way. Do it in a way that's respectful. Think of this older man in your church as your own father. And talk to him as you would your own father. So what do we know from the Bible about how we should talk to our fathers? Well, it's in the Ten Commandments, right? Honor your father and mother. So a treatment of respect for those in authority over us is there in the Ten Commandments in stone. And so when Paul tells Timothy, this is how you exhort an older man, he's saying, do it in conjunction with God's commands as you would your own father. Honor, show respect, give that person the deference of the wisdom and the age that they have. Even if you do have to correct or encourage them to follow God in a particular matter. And so that's his application to Timothy as a pastor or as a church leader. But what about us? I think one of the things that strikes me about this whole passage that we're looking at tonight is that the overriding theme is that of a family. And that we're all a family of God within this body. And as we relate to each other, we relate to each other with the kind of love and the kind of kindness and the kind of mutual respect that should be found even in natural families. We're a family, and he exhorts Timothy here to treat older men as if they were his own father. And then he says, treat younger men as brothers. Treat younger men as brothers. Now, by the way, there are only two action words in these two verses. And they are rebuke and exhort. So the reason I point that out is because I think in all four relationships that Paul is going to talk about, older men as fathers, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all of those, I think these two words apply. So it's not just for the older men. And the reason I point that out is because I don't think what Paul is saying is, okay, for an older man, treat him with respect and don't rebuke him harshly, but you can rebuke harshly everyone else. That's not what he's saying. I think what he's saying is, don't rebuke any of these people in a harsh manner. Treat them all with kindness and with respect and exhort them, come alongside of them and edify them and encourage them in whatever relationship and whatever way you relate to them, whether it be as a father or as a brother or to a mother or to a sister. And so there's never a time when you can act as if this is your own thing, Timothy, and treat people with harshness. You always have to remember this is God's church. And you've been placed in this role as God's will, as a part of his plan. But this doesn't belong to you. This is Christ's church. And so exhort people, when you need to correct, exhort them with respect and with kindness and with the truth, but not in a harsh way. And so he says, treat younger men as brothers. Now, I don't know about you, but if you had brothers growing up, there were probably some times when you weren't very respectful to your brothers, right? And I realize that that's probably the case with any of these relationships. You know, you might not have had the greatest relationship with your father or with your mother or with a brother or with a sister in your natural family. But I think we can understand the point that Paul is making, and that is treat these people within the family of God as you would want people to be treated within your own family. So even though we're imperfect and families are not perfect and we have disagreements and struggles within our own natural families, we can see the point that he's making, and that is to have a kind of love, a family type love within the family of God. And so treat younger men as brothers. And then he says in verse 2, treat older women as mothers. Our mothers have a special place of respect in our lives, don't they? Just as an example of that, think about the attention that Mother's Day gets versus Father's Day. Okay, mothers have a very special place in our lives, and we treat them with honor and with respect, as well as we should. And what Paul is telling Timothy here is, as you function in this role as pastor, as you relate to people in the church, treat these older ladies in your church like your mothers. Show them kindness. Show them respect. Do acts of kindness for them. Listen to them when they have problems, when they have troubles. But relate to them as you would within your own family. And then the last relationship that he mentions is, and younger women as sisters. And I want to point out the way that he modifies this in the very last thing that he says. Notice what he says when he talks about sisters: with absolute purity. Why would he say that? Well, what is one of the temptations that can play out in a local church situation? And you've seen it play out in other local church situations. You've seen it on the news where pastors fall and they fall into sin. Why? Because they developed an inappropriate relationship with someone within the congregation. When I was growing up, I was a part of two churches during the time that I was growing up in Arizona. One church that we attended as a family, and then there was another church that we were kind of associated with because it was the church that hosted the Christian school that I went to growing up. And so we had connections with both of those churches and very close connections with both of those churches. Within a span of 2 years, when I was in junior high, middle school, both of those pastors, the church that we attended and the church over the Christian school where I attended, both of those pastors fell into immorality with another person or persons inside their own congregations. So we know this happens. So why is Paul telling Timothy here to treat younger women as sisters? Well, because that relationship, that brother-sister relationship, that's a guarded relationship, isn't it? That's a guarded relationship when it comes to sexual purity. And so if we would see each other as members of our own family, then we would not have the kind of problems that we see sometimes happening with immorality within churches. And so he's telling Timothy, especially because he's a younger man, we don't know exactly how old he is, but maybe 30, maybe 40, somewhere. We don't know exactly how old he is, but he's not yet in that aged, gray-haired category of an older man. And so he's maybe probably still in that stage of being susceptible to temptation. And Paul's advice to him is, this is how you look at other women who are your age or younger or right around your age. You treat them as if they're your sisters. That's how you look at them. You treat them as sisters. And when you view them as your sisters in Christ and you view them as a part of your family, there are certain things that are completely out of your mind. They just never cross your mind. So treat the younger women as sisters with absolute purity. And it could be, potentially, that Paul is saying this to Timothy because Timothy's not married. And we don't know for sure, but we never have a specific mention of Timothy having a wife in any of these pastoral letters. And so maybe this advice is particularly relevant to Timothy, but because he's not married, but it applies across the board, doesn't it? Whether you're married or not, treat one another with this kind of respect. Treat one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, or perhaps, if there is a large age gap, as fathers or mothers in Christ. Because we're a part of the family of God. And so, here's the larger application. Paul is saying this to Timothy because he's a pastoral leader, but here's the larger application for all of us, is that we need to treat one another like family. Because that's what we are. We're a family of God. And I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we were looking at chapter 3 together, where in chapter 3, Paul says this, "If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household." There's that idea of a family again. "How people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth." And so the church is a family. And when I talked about verse 15, I mentioned the fact that the Christian family, the church family, is in some ways even a more permanent family than the one you experience here on this earth. Because Jesus taught us that in the resurrection, in glory, we will not relate to each other as husbands and wives. In glory, my wife will be my sister in Christ. And so we will be in glory what we are spiritually now in the church. And so these bonds that we have spiritually are actually more eternal, longer lasting than the blood ties that we have even within our own families. And so we need to treat one another with this kind of respect, with this kind of love and encouragement. And many times churches don't. We see a lot of times in churches disunity, fighting, squabbling over petty things. And can I tell you, I am so thankful. I praise God that we don't have that in our church. So can I just praise on you for a second and just thank you as a church that we don't have those kind of divisions or arguments in our church. There may be some things that we disagree about. Maybe not everything goes exactly the way that we would like, but I'm thankful that when we come together on Sunday morning and we worship, there's a sense of unity. There's a sense of love for one another, and those there's no obvious tension or strife. And I praise God for that. I'm thankful for that. And I hope that we can continue to grow in that and mature in that, and that we can continue to grow in our love. As Paul prays in Philippians chapter 1, he says, "Here's my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight." And that's my prayer for us as a church too, is that we would continue to grow and relate to each other as a family, and that our love for each other would grow and increase and abound. And so that's my only encouragement to you. It's a really simple point, simple message, but I just wanted to focus on these couple of verses in 1 Timothy 5 and encourage us, as Paul encouraged Timothy, that we relate to each other as a family of God. Let's pray together as we close. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. And it's an encouragement to come and to fellowship with your people tonight, with fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. Lord, I pray your blessings on them. I pray your blessings, not only the ones that are here tonight, but also on our whole church family. Some of them are not feeling well, battling sickness, some long-term diseases. Some of them are traveling, been on business travel or away from home for various reasons, and we pray your protection, watch care over them. Lord, just thank you for the family that you've gathered together here. Lord, we're all a family because of your grace, and we're a family because of what you have done for us. And it's an incredible privilege to be able to call you our Heavenly Father. So Lord, bless us, help us as we continue to seek to grow as a family. Encourage us tonight. And Lord, as we go out and go back to our homes this evening, help us to think about you. Help us to continue to worship you as we go through the rest of our week. May we be mindful of other members within our body and any needs that they may have. So Lord, encourage us and help us to grow in your love. And we pray this through Jesus' name. Amen.